Today's man law is so appropriate. All men must eat meat. An Irish load. That's man law. You heard it.
Heard it here first. That's right. I'm with you, man. I'm with you, man.
Speaking, the actual man law calls it something else.
It's like a Shiite. Other than an Irish load?
Shiite load, something like that.
It's Arabic. But speaking of the Irish, we are got our little pre-St. Paddy's Day celebration here at the Grillin' Guys, because this is the last time we're going to talk with you before Friday and St. Paddy's Day. And Barbecue Bob, I might have a little bit of a thick tongue, because we've been doing a little Irish coffee here during
the
show.
Did that hit you, did it?
It did, I say. It did.
And now he's going to break into brogue.
No, I'm all done with that. But but it appears that you can make Irish coffee with three ingredients that I'm looking at right here in front of me. One is a thermos. One's a jug of Irish whiskey. And then we have whipped cream.
Well, but
that's one recipe.
What I did was... I'll rescue you from that.
Thank you.
What I did was I wanted to try something a little different. There's a different take on Irish whiskey for everybody, I'm sure. And of course, depending on if you're Protestant or Catholic, you'll have your favorite brand. If you're Catholic, you drink Jameson's. If you're Protestant, you drink
Bushmills.
Bushmills.
See, I am good for something.
Do you know something? What I did this time, I didn't have either in my... All I had was Tullamore Dew, and that's far too expensive to use for Irish coffee.
Oh, so, I thought maybe you were a heathen. That's why you didn't have either.
Oh, no. I'm absolutely a Christian. Irish Mist was left at my house after a party by my Irish cousin.
Oh, and everybody's got one of those.
He loves it. Mike Butler brought it, and it was kind of sweet for me, and I thought... You know, I could use that for the Irish coffee and not have to put the sugar in it. But anyway, if you don't have Irish Mist and you're going to try it the old-fashioned way with Bushmills or Jameson's, please don't use Tullamore Dew. It's way too expensive. Whatever you want to use, actually, you can use just a cheap whiskey that's in your closet, you know, whatever you hide behind the furnace, whatever. The key is to, you got to have a little sugar in your coffee. And you have to put the sugar in the coffee before you put the whiskey in, because the alcohol will impede the dissolving of the sugar. And that's
a little chemistry experience.
That's a little bartender secret there.
Right.
Because I attended bar at Ferris, right, at the College Inn. And
that was many years ago,
yeah,
brother.
That's right. And we that was one of the first things they taught me was Irish coffee, because it was a classy little cocktail lounge. It was for the parents and the coaches and all that. Right across from the hockey rink, you know,
sitting in a cold rink,
the world class, Bulldogs hockey rink, and so we got parents from Detroit and Chicago coming in all the time, and they like their Irish coffee about 8 a.m.
Right. So you put the sugar in, then you put the Irish whiskey in, the Bushmills or the Jameson, and then you pour the coffee in on top. And I see that you've got a little whipped cream on.
Absolutely.
Too. Right.
You're supposed to use cream of some sort, and I think. When you bring a nice big cup, like we have these nice big fat mugs here, when you bring your guest a cup of Irish coffee and there's a big mound of whipped cream on top, they're just feeling a little bit of love right there. So
that's right. And it is. It's really good. So if you're going to be out on St. Patrick's Day, make a little Irish dinner. We talked a little bit about the corned beef brisket, which is the flat part of the brisket. You can buy those seasoned in the store, or you can season your own. There's recipes on thegrillingguys.com, or you can hit Barbecue Bob on Twitter, or you can check us out on Facebook at The Grilling Guys. But anyway, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. The Grilling Guys is here for you, a little bit of a resource to get out in your backyard and create some grill envy. We'll talk with you next week.